Jewish people are celebrating the Jewish holiday of Lag BaOmer all over the world and in Israel. In Israel specifically, we celebrate with bonfires like these. Now stick with me as I explain what this holiday is all about and why the fire. In the meantime, if you enjoy the politically incorrect content that I provide you as a proud indigenous Jew in our ancestral homeland, then share our videos so others can enjoy them as well. Okay, let's delve into this Jewish holiday of Lag BaOmer and the fire. First of all, you might notice that I'm clean shaven today on the holiday of Lag BaOmer, whereas yesterday I had a beard. Just look at the picture. So when many Jews think of the holiday of Lag BaOmer, they think about this as the day that the 24,000 students of our great Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. So we end our mourning customs in memory of their tragic loss of all those Jews 2,000 plus years ago during the time that the Romans occupied our homeland and tried to force Jews to stop living lives as Jews. So many people think about that, the mourning period that ends on Lag BaOmer. However, the Lag BaOmer holiday actually has deep spiritual significance as a religious holiday, yet few truly understand it. Truthfully, Lag BaOmer does not get the recognition it deserves as representing the Jewish people's victory over the powerful Roman Empire. Now, the reason Lag BaOmer doesn't get the recognition it deserves is because it was not a military victory. Not at all. The Romans decimated us with the culminating battle at Beitar, here in the Judean hills of Gush Etzion, just minutes away from here, where our rabbis teach us that the blood of over a million Jews was flowing in the hills, slaughtered by the Roman army in the final battle, quelling the Bar Kokhba rebellion against Rome. So no, it was not a military victory at all. Rather, Lag BaOmer represents a huge spiritual victory of the Jews over the Romans. How so? Well, while the Romans were brutally massacring every rabbi they could find and punishing them for teaching Jews Torah, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai escaped and hid in a cave for years, only to emerge from his cave after the Romans were gone. Lag BaOmer is the day that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai died, and he represents the survival and victorious triumph of our Torah lives over the destructive Western culture of Rome that wanted to extinguish all traces of Jewish life from the world, not just from Israel. So Lag BaOmer is a day Jews should be celebrating our Torah and our unique Jewish identity that we keep alive by keeping the Torah alive and learning Torah and living the Torah and by following the mitzvot of the Torah. So now you ask, well, why the focus on fire and bonfires? Well, because fire represents the spiritual light of our holy Torah given to us as a gift from God above. So celebrate life, everybody. Celebrate your identity. And if you are Jewish, celebrate the holy Torah and your proud and ancestral and ancient Jewish identity. And with that, I say to everyone, happy Lag BaOmer.
Pulse of Israel, frontline videos from the Holy Land. Support our work by donating today.